91-533-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, no, it can't work. It can and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favourites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
Join us at the Feria del Libro in Madrid. We'll be at stand 283. See you there. Test your English.
There. How are you? I'm going to start speaking like that, Nacho.
No? How?
How are you? You all right?
Eh? Un momento, no te veo. A ver.
Why can't you hear me?
Ah, I don't know. ¿Dónde son Denisian? En casa del herrero cuchillo de palo.
What?
¿Cómo lo decís vosotros?
Come on.
The shoemakers. No sé, algo como que el hijo del zapatero va sin zapatos o algo así. ¿Puede ser?
Okay. Who can help me?
I don't
understand that show. The shoemaker's son goes without shoes.
Goes barefooted.
Yeah, but is that an English expression?
No.
Or is that a Spanish one?
It's an English one, no?
Are you sure?
No. Absolutely not.
The shoemaker? No. Okay, here. I've never seen this expression in my life. The shoemaker's son always goes barefoot. Oh my goodness. It's a proverbial saying. From the mid-16th century. Oh, my God. We knew Nacho. We found out yesterday.
It's BS. It's not bullshit. It's before Shakespeare.
Before Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Before internet. Oh, my goodness. Okay, the cobbler's sons. Eso sí que me suena.
The cobbler's son. Ah, the cobbler's son. Oh, okay.
The cobbler is an old-fashioned. Uh-huh. What's old-fashioned?
Antiguo. Anticuado.
Is it? Exactly. The old-fashioned word for shoemaker. In fact, yeah, really old. So the cobbler's son goes barefoot. What does it mean?
But that, in my case, for example, in a sound technician that can't hear himself.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I see. Here it says that the family of a skilled or knowledgeable person are often the last to benefit from their expertise. Okay, I see. So my children... with my knowledge and skills with the English language, they never use the auxiliary in questions. It's always...
or any expression.
Have you got... No, that's correct. Give me a bad sentence in English. I can't do it.
A bad sentence.
A bad question.
I can do it.
A bad question.
A bad question.
You have a good day? Yeah, like that. Thank you. Gosh, that was stressful. Go.
You are good?
Very good. Okay. Those are bad questions. You are good? No. Are you good? But I want it with the auxiliary, not with the verb to be, Nacho. You have a snack?
You have fun?
You have fun? Okay, party? there we go. See how hard it is to speak bad English.
Me.
I know. We can't do it, listeners. Anyway, this is a mess. Those four minutes, were a mess. We have to start again. Can we have the music?
No.
You're not going to give me the music?
No, because the shoemaker, no. No, si podemos.
Vale, thank you.
¿Hablamos o no?
What?
¿Hablamos mientras o no?
No.
Okay. Test your English.
Hello. And welcome. No, you interrupted my head. Oh,
espera.
My God.
Empezamos. Otra vez.
Okay.
Test your English.
Hello. Your turn.
Not me. Hello.
Okay, Nacho today is espeso. Are you
espeso?
I don't want to say thick in English because it has a different meaning. You know what it means?
Thick, espeso, no? But in English, I don't know. Thick is like gordito.
No, thick is stupid.
Ah.
You're so
know.
Thick. Yeah. It's a horrible. It's what children say when they're being horrible. It's a terrible word. So if you're saying, hoy estoy espesa, no? That's normal in Spanish. Mm-hmm. That's not an insult.
Yeah. It's a normal state of...
Of everybody
mine.
Without a coffee, exactly. But in English, do not translate literally and say, I'm thick, you're thick, anyone's thick. It's a very rude, very rude way of saying,
We say in Spanish, I'm thicker than a cobblestone smoothie.
Oh my
shake.
Goodness. Cobbles
espeso,
everywhere.
Más espeso con batido de adoquines.
Mira.
I love that expression.
And I love that you've said cobble, adoquines, cobble. And cobbler. Which is a sabatero in the media. We're just there. That's a great start now, Nacho.
Yeah, but it's not Edad Media time.
No, it's not Edad Media time. We have to fast forward.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
To the 80s.
To the 80s. Oh, there was a song by Calvin Harris.
Ali?
Born in there. Wait, Calvin Harris, 80s. Hold on. Oh, we need this.
I have like...
Acceptable in the... Oh, I need this song, Nacho.
Like...
500 songs.
15 songs in my list.
Well, good. Add another one, because this is my favourite. Acceptable in the 80s by Calvin Harris. And we need it today because we are both as thick as a cobblestone milkshake.
Calvin Harris, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
Acceptable in the 80s. It's a great song. Anyway, so today's show is going to be about... The 80s. You know why? Because yesterday it was, we were talking about back to school. We were talking about felt tip pens and Nacho was horrified by my admission live on air that I sucked my felt tip pens to get more aprovecho, to get more life out of them. And then I was thinking of the things that you thought were like normal in childhood that everybody did. And I asked my husband, he was like, no.
So your husband didn't do it?
No.
Oh, wow, what a surprise.
So, but then I think maybe it's an 80s England thing.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. It can't just have been me. Okay. I remember everybody doing it.
Okay, did you have big pens?
Like, yes.
Okay. Did you use to rewind the cassette tapes with a beat?
Yes, okay. I did.
That's an international thing.
Yes,
from the 80s.
I did from the 80s. Excellent. Rewinding tapes that have fallen, you know, the tape has fallen out.
To save batteries.
What batteries?
Your Walkman, for example.
I know, I didn't do it for that. I did it because mine got eaten. By my bad tape player.
That's one thing when the...
Yeah, like it got stuck.
Inside.
I never did it to save batteries.
I did it.
Oh my... I'll rewind this tape. I'll do it because I don't, I'm brilliant. So I want you, dear listeners, to tell us the stuff, the weird stuff you did. It could be in the 70s as well. We're very flexible. Yeah. It could be in the 90s if you're a spring chicken. But yeah, just tell us stuff that used to be, that you thought was normal. And then maybe you realize now isn't so normal. We have a show dedicated especially to the 80s. What am I saying when I say 80s?
Los 80.
Sí, no los, la los, gente de los, que tiene 80 años. No.
No, no, no. Los 80 son los años 80.
Exactly. The 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. But no, today we're talking about the 80s. Go on, Calvin. Tell him. Calvin, start speaking, yeah? Calvin, it's your turn. Calvin! There you are. It was acceptable at the time to suck your felt tip pens. It was acceptable in the 80s. It was acceptable at the time to save your Walkman batteries by twisting it around with a big pen. Yeah. He's got love for us, yeah?
Yeah.
He loves us.
But Calvin Harris is not from the 80s, no?
No, he's not from the 80s. So he's patronizing us, I think.
Mm-hmm. We have plenty of songs.
Hold on. Let me check. Maybe he is. Calvin Harris was born in... A ver si que es.
Or maybe he is, but the song?
This song is not from the 80s. Okay. He was born in the same year as me. 1984. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. Best year ever. Nacho, are you from the 80s? I'm scared you're going to...
Yeah, by the skin of
your
of
teeth.
The teeth.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was going to have to get a new sound technician for the day. Just be like, I can't do this with the 70s.
Exactly from the 80s.
Literally, okay.
1980.
The 1st of January.
No, no, 1980.
Okay, he's allowed in the club. Don't worry, listeners. This is an inclusive show. I accept any age, you know, feedback. Okay, so go for it.
You are not as cool as we are, but...
You're not
we
as cool.
We accept you.
But we'll still let you in, okay? In the cool club for today. Yolanda says, yay, the 80s, yes! There is one thing about the 80s, which RV adores. Now, this is scary. I didn't know this.
What?
The Richard Vaughan adores. He loves something from the 80s. Can you guess what it is?
I don't know.
The man that listens to him more than anyone else in the world, that's there by his side every morning at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but one thing is he's been here and
what the other is listening. Richard!
No.
Yeah, he said that. Shoulder pads.
What? Ah, umbrellas.
Yeah, oh baby. My God. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I think he likes it because he didn't have to worry. Yes. Yeah.
Actually, I'm thinking we shouldn't be so arrogant about, you know, being born in the 80s.
No.
Because actually, we don't know much about the 80s because we were 0 to 10 years old. No?
Yeah.
I've got 6 years of you know, knowledge of the 80s.
Yeah, and the late.
And I don't remember any of it.
Maybe the late 80s.
I don't really remember that either.
Yeah, hombre.
No. My earliest memory is 6 years old going to a swimming pool.
Yeah. Ah, claro.
And telling them I was 6 years old. Yeah. That was now 1990.
Yeah. So for me, it was 86.
I'm out. Yeah. I don't know what
don't
I'm
worry,
doing.
Don't worry, I illuminate you.
Thank you. He's going to illuminate me. And our listeners, tweet us. @ I'm Jimena H. That's E-M-E-J. No! X, I'm from the 80s. I'm like original. E-M-X-E-M-A-N-A-H. Do you think the X is not original? It's from like the times of El Cid.
The X.
Yeah, I think it's even older than the J.
Generation X. From Generation X.
I can never remember.
Nah, you don't.
One of those. Okay, so do you want some really fun facts or fun memories or fun nostalgia from the 80s?
Okay.
Yes.
Fun facts.
So, yes, we will accept any of your 80s memories. Just tweet us. Come on, wake up. I know we're all this special today, but wake up. Get tweeting, okay? You can even Instagram me, remember? Remember that invention from the 20s? From the 2020s? Is that true? You're talking, but you're not there. He's saying that thing again.
I'm sorry.
Colleen, the cobbler's son, the shoemaker, the no shoes.
Totally barefooted.
You just fire the man.
Okay.
He's too old.
I was thinking I have an idea.
He was talking to himself.
Yeah.
On mute.
Yeah. Why don't we put in the background like 80s music?
Yes, please.
Okay. But I'm saving the best from karaoke corner.
Okay, good. But Nacho, this effort that you're going to do to get that music, please don't mean that, you know, you break something else on the radio. Okay?
Then I go what?
I'm saying, I know now you're concentrating yeah. on putting on music in the background, but that try not to break the radio at the same time.
No, don't worry.
Nice. This is nice. Okay. The first nostalgic memory from the 80s. Who remembers keeping your valuables in a fanny pack? Now, I say fanny pack. I'm not happy about saying fanny pack because for me it was a bum bag. Who knows what that is?
Ah, una riñonera.
Yeah, a kidney bag.
Yeah, I remember another thing to keep your money that was worst.
Oh, I've got that. Yeah,
like
the tube.
The one you, yeah, the tube that you wear to neck. The beach. Or
when I met my husband, stop talking about my husband. God, how boring! He still had one of those in his bedroom.
Oh my God!
I was like, what is wrong with you?
Meal deal.
No. Meal deal. It's the most offensive thing. If you have one of those at home, throw it out. Get maybe your card on your mobile phone. I don't know, but just get rid of...
It's a nostalgic man, your husband.
Oh my God, it's awful. Yeah. Oh, I can't. Yeah. It's probably still hidden away. So yeah, what were they called? Money tube?
Money...
No idea.
Beach tube.
Beach
tube. I don't know.
I have not thought about that for many years. Anyway, so yes, a fanny pack is the American name for bum bag. Now, why is it a fanny pack in the US? And a bum bag? Well, I do not know because neither of them makes sense. In fact, it should be. This is a bit crude.
Yeah,
I don't know if I should say this. Okay, where's your bum in English? In British English?
The same place? In
it's
America?
To... No.
I don't know.
Your bum is the
trasero.
El parte de atrás, yeah?
El trasero. Okay. We can say trasero, without offending anyone.
That's a bum in English. A bottom, if you're being polite. Or a bum. Okay? A bum bag, however, is not worn around the back. People swivel it to the front, closer to your fanny. Whereas an American calls a fanny, which in English is a very rude word. It's come on. Chichi. But, it's not rude. It's just a silly word, isn't it? But a fanny in American is not rude. It's just your bum. It's just the name for bum. So it's very funny in English. Fanny is funny in English. It's also a name, which is upsetting for any fannies out there. I guess they're all American. But even if they're American, your name still means bum. It's not a good name. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to insult any fannies. But yes, anyway, it's a crazy world of fanny packs and bum bags. I think the Spanish got it right with riñonera.
Riñonera, yeah.
Kidney. What?
Kidney
area.
Kidney bag.
But it doesn't say bag.
Well.
Riñonera. Kidney. Yeah, there we are. So there you are. Did you ever wear a fanny pack or a bum bag? My friend, when I met her in London, was wearing one.
Nowadays?
No, 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Maybe it's back in fashion.
It's back. It's back. Just warning you. Maybe they're coming back. Or maybe not. Maybe she's just very nostalgic. Okay. Number two, who remembers waiting, and here it says all afternoon, I don't remember waiting all afternoon, for your favourite video on MTV? Now you're going to say you only had 3 channels, you didn't have MTV.
Yeah, MTV, I think it came later to Spain, but it was the same with the radio. We were waiting like all afternoon
for that
with the cassette tape.
Yeah, to ready record. To record. Yes, yes.
And the guy in the radio started talking. Shut up. rewind with your beak and that stuff.
And wait again. Brilliant. Yeah. I loved recording things from either from the TV or recording from, I forgot you could do it from a radio as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Good. And what, you were born to be a sound technician.
Well, everybody did that.
Did they? I don't remember making it. Is that how I made my music tapes?
Right.
Like it's, recorded it's, off the radio?
It's like we used to do it.
Yeah, okay. Yolanda says, I was born in 68, the day after the king, Felipe. What? The best of the 80s was Live Aid. Oh, yeah. Love Live Aid. Do you know what that is, Nacho?
Not sure, no.
You do. It was Bono and everyone, no? Like Live Aid. It was I think more than just a song, wasn't it? It was a concert with loads of songs, but there was one main song. Oh, so, who took part in Live Aid? Everybody that was anybody. It was Mick Jagger, Stevie Wonder, David Bowie, The Who, Eric Clapton, Paul Simon, Tears for Fears, Daryl Hall, and John Oates. Hey, loads of them.
Yeah, último ya nada.
No. The últimos son Phil Collins, Elton John, Wham, U2, Paul McCartney.
Wow.
So yeah, what was Live Aid? It was on the 13th of July, 1985, in Wembley Stadium, in London. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then it went to America in the John F. K. Stadium. So there were two Live Aids. And this is the song I was thinking. The main British artists then from that concert sung or released the song Do They Know It's Christmas? That's why I was like Live Aid, right? Yeah. One song. Well, no, loads of songs and then that to get more money. Anyway, brilliant. Where were we? We were talking about MTV. Do you remember MTV?
Yes, of course.
Still exists, no?
Yeah, but no, it's not a video music channel anymore.
What?
No.
Why? No.
Now
what is
it's
now?
Jersey Shore and the stuff.
No, isn't that music videos?
I don't think there are too many. No.
Oh, I loved that. I really loved that. But that was more a 90s thing for me. I did not. Yeah. Obviously, I was 6 years old. But I didn't have cable TV to watch MTV. No. But anyway, some people were. And then it says the series finale of MASH. Did you ever watch MASH?
No.
My dad used to love MASH. M star A star S star H. Yeah.
It was star?
Yeah, it had stars in the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
Don't know why. But I never really watched it. But yeah, it was a big thing in the '80s. Listeners, if you knew about MASH, you can illuminate us, as Nacho said. But no, I'm sorry, I don't really remember what MASH was about. Or the final. Here it says only wearing neon fashion. Now, do you remember this?
Neon fashion?
Neon fashion. La
like
moda.
Makeup or what?
No, all the clothes were neon.
Uh-huh.
What's like neon in Spanish?
Fluorescente.
Very good. Exactly. And I do have a very vivid memory of buying my neon shell suit in a shop when I was probably about 8 years old.
What? A shell, what?
Chandal.
Así?
Pero a shell suit is different. It was like made of that material, totally plastic.
Ah.
Do you remember shell suits? You don't know what a shell suit is?
No.
¿Qué me estás diciendo?
Oh this? Oh my God, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Did you never have a shell suit?
No, here we call them un chándal hortera.
¿Qué?
Yeah.
What? I am so insulted. This was the height of fashion. And I was doing this in the 90s, probably when it was now out of fashion, but a proper neon shell suit. Listeners, if you've got a photo of you in a neon shell suit, now is your time to shine. You can share it with us here on Test Your English. We would love to see it. I can't believe you didn't have this.
A ver, si no teníamos. We didn't have them, but it was not like super cool, I would say.
Of course it was super cool. Oh my God, what were you wearing in the 80s that was super cool then in Spain?
Here, that kind of tracksuit or...
Shoot, no, suit.
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 Very good. Shell suit, say it.
Shell.
Ah.
Shell.
Shell suit.
Shell, como de concha.
Sí.
Shell suit.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
don't get offended, okay?
Oh my God.
It's like kind of related with junkies.
Oh my God. I was an 8 year old. I thought like fashion icon. And I just look like a drug dealer. Okay. All right.
No, not dealer. Consumer.
A drug consumer. Yeah. 8 year old drug consumer. Yeah. Brilliant. You wait till they come back in fashion. They will come back. What a great invention. The shell suit. You could match top and bottom. You know, siempre en juego. You got your whole family could go matching.
Yeah, neon matches everything.
Exactly, neon matches everything.
Like jeans.
So I loved my shell suit, and I would wear it to well anywhere. That's the thing about a shell suit; it can go absolutely anywhere. So yeah, I'm so sad that Nacho didn't have one. I'm quite angry about this. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Mr. Rabbit says.
Mr. Rabbit, the first time he tweets, or not?
Yeah, but I don't know what it's saying. Los 20 minutos que no cambiaron nada. Otro lavado de cerebro más. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Ah, it's because it's a tweet about los 20 minutos que cambiaron la historia de rock. Ah, okay. I don't know. I have to read the article, I guess, to weigh in on. I'm going to keep using this phrase of verb we used yesterday. To weigh in on that debate. Who knows? It was an article from The País saying... Los 20 minutos que cambiaron la historia de rock. Okay? So maybe it's about Live Aid.
Maybe.
And then it says, hace 30 años, translated into English.
30 years ago.
Se celebró Live Aid.
Live Aid took place.
Happened, yeah, took place. Excellent. Para muchos, el incendiario concierto de Queen...
For most of the people.
For many people.
For many people, fiery. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll go for that.
The Queen's concert.
Concert by Queen, yeah. Es la mejor actuación de todos los tiempos.
It's the best performance of all times.
Rabbit didn't think so.
Of all time.
Yeah, Mr. Rabbit is not agreeing. Oh, okay, well, that's it. Each to their own. Now, Yolanda is also saying, I think you were both far too young in the 80s. It's true. Very, very young. But still, we were there. Okay, we were there. Mm-hmm. We saw some of it. And we saw the remnants of it in the 90s, like the money tube and the bum bags. Yeah, they're still in my house somewhere. Okay, what about...
What about a commercial break?
No. No. No me parece nada bien. I don't like that at all. All right, we'll be back talking all things 80s after the break. Come on.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Vaughan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Vaughan, pero no hay un centro Vaughan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Vaughan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés. Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son programas presenciales muy exigentes e intensos, cuyo objetivo es aprender a hablar inglés, por lo que el enfoque es 100% oral. Podrás elegir entre una o dos clases semanales de 2 horas, 2 horas y media o 3 horas, en horario de mañana o tarde, siendo compatibles con cualquier horario laboral. 3 meses de formación continua donde el alumno irá mejorando el nivel de forma progresiva y constante. Llama ya, infórmate en el 91-133-5833. Comienza bien el año con nuestros trimestrales. 91-133-5833. Personaliza tu horario y elige las clases que mejor se ajusten a tus necesidades. Porque aprenderás con nuestro método, aprenderás inglés en un ambiente dinámico y estimulante, aprovechando al máximo el tiempo. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. Contamos con los mejores profesores de inglés del mercado, seleccionados mediante un riguroso proceso de formación que solo superan los mejores capacitados. Un método exigente y eficaz. Cursos Vaughan. Llama al 911-335833. 911-335833.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. 99 euro for 1 year of classes. You can spread the 99 euro over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
El Máster en Inglés Profesional te ofrece este programa.
Hello and welcome back to a very organized second half of the show. Right, Nacho?
Is it?
It's going to be really organized.
Huh?
Yeah.
Or surprise.
Why are you surprised?
I don't know.
We've got records to listen to or to look at. Oh. We've got testing our Nacho. Ooh. We've got tenuous links. We've got karaoke. We've got everything you could ever dream of, all wrapped up in a nice 80s bow with nice 80s music in the background.
No, todavía no, porque estoy con la entrada.
How long does that go on for?
Ah, mira, ahora dices, vamos a Record Breakers. Entonces, pues pongo la Record Breakers y ya.
Okay.
Pongo el fondo.
Vamos a Record Breakers.
Muy bien.
Ah, nice. See what you did there.
Record Breakers.
Really? I'm cheating. Do you know why?
Why?
Because what's normally in this section?
A record.
And what's today in this section?
A record.
That is not quite the same record as a record como un record. Es un álbum. Un álbum, no.
A record.
Oh, hold on. Maybe I don't know what
canción.
Record is.
Or maybe one. No,
I think it's
one
just one.
Song. Record?
Record is just one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because, like, you can release an album, but on the album there are records.
Okay.
And you used to just buy one song, isn't it? On a vinyl or whatever. Or was it a whole album?
It's record a whole, definition.
It's a whole
album. Oh, I'm not sure if a record is the whole album. Or only one?
Do you know what really annoys me about this computer? Everything's in Spanish.
Yeah.
I'm like saying record definition, okay, in Google. And it says, palabra que se usa en le... I don't want Spanish. Palabra que se usa. I want the definition of a record. I found the...
Definición con T, ¿no? No, definición.
I put it with T. And keep... Still in Spanish. Okay, so a record. Record, here it is. There's a lot of words. It doesn't exist. Nacho,
bueno,
we've made it up.
No, it's just it.
What song is this?
Should I stay or should I go? Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Can ring a bell?
Say you got to let me know. Come on and let me know. Should I blow? Oh no, I don't know it. No, I am too young for this. Embarrassing. Hold on, I found the definition of record. It's a disc. It's not the canción or the album, it's just the disc.
The physical thing.
Okay. So it says, first of all, the definition is something on which sound or visual images have been recorded. So it could be an album, it could be just one song, but it's the something that's the record. A disc here, it says specifically a disc with a spiral groove carrying recorded sound for phonograph reproduction. There we go. Mystery solved. Mm-hmm. We were both right. How do you feel?
Very good.
Me too. Fran also feels good. He says, I'm proud to have met Bob Geldof, who was the host for that unforgettable concert in the Wembley Arena. It's history. It's just history. So that's brilliant. It's true. And he also says, it's true that sportswear was identified with that type of people, even inmates. So my parents were dressing me up as a prisoner, a mini prisoner in the 80s with those shell suits. Well, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. And I wish I could find photos. We all had matching shell suits. It was amazing. What's this song, Nacho? What's this record?
This is more 80s than the previous one.
But what is it? I don't even know who they are.
Tina Turner.
Oops. Play. You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while the zips attract. It's physical. Beautiful. I did see Tina Turner.
In concert?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah? In Glastonbury. Because I'm that cool. What's love got to do? Got to do with it? What's love? No second hand emotion. Oh, I love you, Tina. Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was her. You know, I'm really good at mixing things up. So maybe it wasn't Tina Turner, but.
No, it was Tina Turner.
It was, no?
Well, this one, yes.
She was at Glastonbury in 2019.
I don't know.
I wasn't there. I wasn't there.
It was Whitney Houston.
Maybe it was Whitney Houston. It's possible. It's possible.
I have Whitney Houston.
Oh, go on. Let's see. Hey! This is the song of the 80s, no?
Yeah, and the synthesizer. How do you say that? Synthesizer.
The what?
Pico, beep, 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 beep.
Oh, that's, I don't know.
It's a synthesizer.
The synthesizer. Oh, looking at the lyrics. They're really good.
How do you say qué pérdida? What a loss.
What a loss.
Qué pérdida de que hemos tenido con su
when
muerte.
She died.
Yeah. What a loss.
What a huge loss. Yeah. Whitney, we miss you.
I did not see Whitney. The voice
I think I would
Whitney
really Houston. Remember if I met Whitney Houston. not met. I mean, seen in concert. Clock strikes upon the hour.
El reloj. I don't know. Golpea con las horas. I don't know.
Upon the hour, like when it rings, every hour, it clock
suena.
Strikes upon
suena
the hour.
Hora.
Sí. Okay. Marca la hora, ¿no?
Marca, vale.
Hablo mejor español que tú.
Yeah, not today. It is possible.
And the sun begins to fade.
Y el sol empieza a desaparecer.
Yep. Maybe.
A ponerse.
Fade, yeah, like disappear. Still enough time to figure out.
Todavía es tiempo suficiente para averiguar.
Very good. Figure out. Beautiful phrasal verb, Whitney. How to chase my blues away.
¿Cómo perseguir mi...
No. Perseguir no.
Chase away is... como like alejarte de tu tristeza.
Yeah, like to no, scare them away. Espantar. No.
Espantar. Vale. You're right.
Otra vez. Bueno, you're... What's happening today? Role reversal. I've done all right up till now.
¿Lo he hecho todo bien hasta ahora?
Sí. Todo bien, ¿no? All right. No. I've done all right.
Ah, que más o menos todo bien. Ha ido bien, ¿no?
Más o menos bien.
Bueno, más o menos.
I'll do the Spanish.
Dimorles y ya está. Que es lo que nos gusta.
It's the light of day that shows me how. Es el, la luz del día que me muestra cómo hacerlo. And when the night falls, y cuando empieza la... No, anochecer.
Cuando cae la noche. Ya hemos vuelto.
Anochecer.
Cuando cae la noche es muy...
Cuando anochecer. Cuando anochece.
Cuando cae la noche.
Yo, lo que digo yo. Loneliness calls.
Oh.
La solitud.
La soledad. Venga,
la
ya lo traduzco yo.
You won, okay. Nacho won the Spanish, but by un pelín. A little hair.
Yeah.
Okay. Loneliness calls. And then, what's the solution?
She wants to dance with someone. Yeah, I feel the heat with somebody.
She wants to dance with someone who loves her. Anyway, Tina, we love you. Great records.
And Tina and Whitney.
No, Tina. I meant Whitney. Right. Where were we? We were record breaking. Mama, I'm going to test Nacho now.
Tomorrow we have to do it again.
Test our Nacho.
A mí.
I think people were really enjoying those records.
Yeah.
Jesus was on a roll. He got them all. He was like, I want to dance with someone who loves me. The Whitney Houston. What's Love Got to Do with It? The Tina Turner. Should I Stay or Should I Go? Remastered. Did The Clash. He got it all. That guy is a living legend. Well done, Jesus. And then Ali says, I've just joined. And I don't know why, but I heard record. I thought that today's program was a pre-record. Sort of.
Bueno, bien.
Is it? I hope not. No, Ali, you are live.
Well, no, or yes.
Oh, yeah, or
maybe,
yes in the future.
Today for you is 2025.
In the late 20s, exactly.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, then yes. But if it's in the year 2021... Then no, you're live on air. So very good, all of you that know the records. Now, I'm going to test Nacho, because Nacho was born in the 80s. But he doesn't seem to know very much, just like me. Vamos a ver. You were really clever yesterday, but it can't last. That's my feeling. So I'm going to try and bring you down. Okay?
No, I have good vibes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see. Which of the following... was a popular TV show in the 80s.
Yeah, in where? Spain?
Taiwan.
No, okay, no.
No, it says, you'll only get 10 to 15 on this trivia test if you were born in the 80s. Doesn't say any more, okay? 90210. Cheers or Friends? Venga, tu puedes.
Cheers.
Very, in my mind, very good.
In my mind.
I don't know the answer yet, but that's what I would have said. Yeah. Cheers. I used to have the Paramount Channel when I first got cable. And there were loads of Cheers episodes, so... And no Friends episodes, so... I think you've done well there. Okay. That's a blank space.
Okay.
Featuring five high schoolers stuck in detention on a Saturday morning was a hit film during the 80s? Was it The Ring, Harry Potter, or The Breakfast Club?
The Breakfast Club?
Have you watched it?
No.
Hombre!
No, pero por la hora,
no, no. I'm not going to let you have that then, if you haven't watched it. But of course it's The Breakfast Club. That's a brilliant film. Yeah. You haven't watched that?
No.
Then you must.
But I haven't watched E.T.
No, exactly. E.T. Yeah, but you can fix this, Nacho. You say it maybe once a week. You can fix these two issues.
No, I have too much things to do.
Too many.
Too many.
Mm, okay, well, all right.
And if too you much don't want to be do.
Too much to do, too many things to do. Very good. This gadget was popular in the 80s. I have a feeling you might get this right.
Oui, oui, oui.
And was used to listen to music.
Oui.
Walkman.
Yes.
iPad.
No.
iPod.
No.
Pretty high level quiz this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love how it says you will only get 10 out of 15 on this test if you're born in the 80s. I think not. I think anyone could.
Yeah, even my daughter, I think.
Could get this.
Great.
But wait. Because the most popular gaming system in the 80s was the Wii, Nintendo NES, or PlayStation 4?
Nintendo, of course. I had the Super Nintendo.
Okay, wait. Don't get cocky. Don't get carried away. Mm-hmm. Don't get ahead of yourself.
But I was in the 90s, I think.
Just, you know, chill. You've still got time to get it wrong. Which famous 80s singer sang Like a Virgin? Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, or Madonna?
Madonna.
I should have found a harder quiz.
Yeah,
I really did want to give this man another... Hey, you're so clever. Day, but it looks like it's going to happen. Hold on. Ah, this is good. In the 80s, which of the following controversial candies was popular?
Oh, controversial, right?
Candy dirt. Candy cigarettes. Or candy flu.
I guess candy cigarettes.
Do you remember them?
Yes.
I loved them. Didn't eat up those white sticks?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're so good.
Oh, those chocolate.
That's the taste of the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you might be right. In the 80s, you could find clothing everywhere.
Clothing?
Clothing. Dark clothing? Beige clothing? Or neon clothing?
Unfortunately, neon clothing.
But not in Spain, because it was for the drug addicts.
Yeah, bueno.
Great.
Pero tuvo su público.
Yo, aquí. Tuvo, I mean. Was president for almost all of the 80s. Ronald Reagan, George Bush, or Jimmy Carter?
Ronald Reagan? I'm not sure about this one.
Yeah, I mean...
not very good in politics.
Another popular cartoon. They're getting harder, thank God. Another popular cartoon during the 80s was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Pinky and the Brain, Tasmania. All of those. See, this is hard because I know them all, but I'm not sure which one was which.
Yeah.
But I do have a memory of one of them, and it was an early memory, so I think it might be that one.
I want to say the second one, because I think the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was from the 90s, I think.
But I have a memory from my primary school, and I was only there till I was 8 years old.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I think
I'm going to say the second one.
I think you're wrong. But okay, we'll see. Were another trendy fashion item during the 80s. White henna... tattoos. Do you know what a henna tattoo is?
Yeah.
Like, a white one. I've never seen that in my life. A white henna tattoo. Scrunchies. Do you know what they are?
No.
They're the hair bands that go in your hair.
Scrunchies.
Or mucho material. You know, like those, you know?
Like to...
like around the bun.
Sports.
No. Like...
Cintas de pelo para que no te caiga sudor.
No. Scrunchie is this. Look, it's like... it's a...
Ah, okay. Un coletero.
Coletero. Okay, thank you. A scrunchie. That's the right answer, Nacho.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Or lugs. No sé qué son lugs.
No,
something from modern day. Lugs are... they're like Doc Martens.
Yeah, no, I'm going for crunchies.
No, maybe that's 90s. Maybe lugs is...
Nah, vamos con crunchies.
Okay. scrunchies.
Scrunchies.
Air scrunchies, not scrunchies.
Scrunchies.
Very important vocabulary word. Which Michael Jackson album was released in the early 80s? Invisible, Thriller, or Bad? You do have some Michael Jackson for us, no?
In the early.
Yeah.
I had the Bad one. Not sure. I'm going to say Bad.
Okay. But you do have some Michael Jackson to play for us, right?
Of course.
I was going to say, we can't have a program about the 80s without Michael. Oh, you're putting him on now, in the middle of the test. Wow, this guy. He's just, you can tell he was born in the 80s. He's out of control.
Yeah.
Which of the following fashion trends was popular in the 80s? You see how much we've learnt on this program?
Yeah.
We've given you all the answers previously.
Mm-hmm.
Shoulder pads, white gloves, or bell bottoms? Oh, yeah.
Shoulder...
Pads. Very good, okay. Which of the following was a popular cartoon in the 80s? SpongeBob. Bob is more, Rugrats. 90s. Or DuckTales.
Ah, Pato Aventuras here.
DuckTales. No? Yeah. DuckTales, no? Okay. This is the second last question. It's dragging on. Which hairstyle was popular in the 80s? Orange hair. Sleek hair is pelo alisado, or perms? What's a perm?
Una permanente. Maybe perm?
I think so. Okay, last question. Which of the following was not a slang term? This is hard. In the 80s. This is great.
What?
I was going to give you an expression section, but it was too niche. And if I'd given you the expressions from, you know, which I was going to do, you would know this. Okay. Because people used to say things like bodacious, tubular, radical, take a chill pill. Okay. So the question is, which of the following was not a slang term popular in the 80s? Gnarly, tubular, or lit?
I have no clue.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a clue. Gnarly and tubular were on the expressions list from the 80s.
The other one, lit.
Yeah! I think you might be right. Also, on This Is Us, the program I was watching yesterday, and he goes, the dad trying to be cool, he says, that's lit, or something like that.
Oh.
And they go, he goes, that's not how you say it, no?
Yeah,
and the kids look at him like, no. Yeah. So I think lit is like something cool from... Yeah. Nowadays, okay? Just helping you out there. Okay. Nacho?
I'm like...
You got?
Winnie Houston.
Do you know what you got? Again.
No.
You got 100%.
Yeah.
You are an 80s baby. Well, it wasn't that easy. I had to help you out with a few. Scrunchies, no tenías ni idea. Lit. Te estaba estudiando. But give yourself that round of applause. Come on.
I made.
Yeah. You're born in the 80s. That's a fact. There you are. Okay, so how did you do, listeners? Were you all born in the 80s? Or was that the easiest test ever? Possibly, no? Yolanda says, I did say you were too young. Yeah, we are. But we've still got 100%. And Ali says, I love the ish part of the jingle of Test Your Nacho.
Yeah.
Haha.
Thank you.
Haha. Okay, so we have time for some karaoke corner. Like we haven't sung enough, right?
Oh, my God. Me está reservando las mejores.
Go for it.
Every night in my dream, hello the world, hello from the other side. Carry for the corner.
So Nacho, you've chosen, you think, what are the most 80s songs ever?
Yeah, it's the 80s, like, concentrated in a song.
In a song, okay.
Yeah.
So, listeners, going to give a prize, actually, to the one that can tell me fastest. I think it's going to be Jesus. What song it is. Okay? Nacho, you ready?
¿Pongo ya?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ya no haría falta poner nada más.
Exactly.
Yo creo. That's enough.
But people, give them what they want. Give them the song.
Yeah.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. That's gonna be fun in a concert, just singing that song. What? I want to be Rick Astley. Hey, I've ruined it.
Oh,
I won my own competition.
Todo el mundo, everybody.
I won.
Everybody
I've never
it.
Won them before on Test Your English.
Congratulations.
Amazing. Actually, Nacho had to tell me the answer. I didn't know the name.
Astley.
I didn't know who sung this. I genuinely, I know the song off
it's
by heart.
It's like a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Well,
hold on. My tweets aren't coming through. I've only got tweets from yesterday coming through. Oops. Anyway. Oh, no. Jesus came second. He says here. Oh, why is it not showing? Bueno, olvidamos. Then internet. This is, we have to focus on the 80s. There was no internet. Next song. Let's do it.
Ajá, siguiente. Super fácil también.
I'm going to win. I know. I'm going to win. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lone, and you're never coming round. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit tired, listening to the sound of my turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous at the best of all the years. How can she carry on? It's quite hard. Then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes. Turn around. Bright eyes. Every now and then I fall apart. Every now and then I fall apart. Whoa. Does that always happen?
Wow.
Does that happen?
I'm not sure. I wasn't expecting that.
Also, I was saying, how does she carry on for so long with such little breath? But son dos personas.
Well,
she's not doing
version...
the turnaround bit and then... Anyway.
Amazing, this song.
Oh, yeah. Pero hay alguien más ahí.
Yeah, it's like a man, like, in a second voice.
Turn around, brighter. Every now and then I fall. Turn around, brighter. Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight. And I need you. I'm never going.
I hope.
I'm sitting in the studio singing by myself, even though Nacho's cutting me off. It was a pleasure. Welcome back to the 2000s. It's not really the 80s. Snap out of it. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10.